for go-getters and just going to betters. It's the Pre-W Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
Oh, my God. How do you top that? Janice Dean reporting on Officer Ice, the dog from Wyandotte who stole the sandwich. Oh, my God. We're signing off.
That's it. Show's done.
That's
good
it.
Night.
Oh, my God. I can't take it. I love that. Thank you, Janice Dean. We needed that moment of levity, didn't we? We really did. It's good. Just perfect for a Friday morning. And so happy that Officer Dean is a Michigan officer. Officer dog, that is.
That's funny.
Great story.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll keep in touch to find out if he does get
Going from that silliness and, as I say, moment of levity, which is perfect for a Friday morning, to something with a lot more seriousness associated with it, but nonetheless, something we need to pay attention to and be aware of. So, guys, there's a lot goes on in our world. A lot of moving parts, a lot of agendas, both national agendas, personal agendas, things that ultimately shape our world, shape the world that we live in. Some good, some not so good, some exciting, positive, some concerning. Well, each year for the past 75 years, there's the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists publishes this thing called the Doomsday Clock. Yes, by the way, I'll get to the punchline in a second, but those seconds ticking away are highly relevant. So what the Doomsday Clock is, thank you, Mark. you can turn it off now. We need to preserve the seconds. We don't want that clock running down. We really don't. The Doomsday Clock really is something that these atomic scientists mark as an indicator of how close we are to doomsday, to really destroying ourselves, for humanity doing ourselves in through our own actions, our own choices. And as I mentioned, some of these agendas going on, like, for example, Putin's agenda in Ukraine has a major impact on how close we are to doomsday. So these scientists get together, they set the clock, and to put it in perspective, let's run down, Kristen, you found a really good graphic, for example. Where were we in 1991?
Yeah, in 1991, the Cold War had ended. U.S. and Russia had reduced their nuclear arsenals. And so the 22 members of that team moved the clock to 17 minutes before midnight.
Okay, so that's a benchmark. That's a good one. That's a benchmark. 17 minutes. And again, this is meant to be representative. They're using the clock as a metaphor.
Symbolic.
Symbolic.
Yeah, it's a representation of potential global catastrophe, really.
Exactly. Yeah. So in 2019, they had gone from 17 minutes in 91 to, in 2019, 2 minutes because of lack of progress on nuclear risks and the dangers of climate change. So another benchmark, 2019. Where were we in 2020?
They set it to 30 seconds in 2020, and then they hired Dan Campbell for the Lions.
And the world became, everything was, right, the world became beautiful. Yeah, right.
On that team. In 2020, it was set to 100 seconds because of continued fears of nuclear risks and climate change crisis continue to really grow and amp up.
Right. And that stayed that way through 2022 at 100 seconds. So this past week, they revealed where we are now. Mm-hmm. And the Doomsday Clock has us at the closest we've ever been, the closest humanity's ever been to this point of doomsday where we do ourselves in. And so we're at 90 seconds right now. So we've gone from 100 seconds to 90 seconds. And, Lots of concern from this organization about where we are. Now, I do have to say, on the one hand, if this is an organization purely looking at the circumstances and providing kind of using this as a scientific benchmark of where we are to doomsday, that's one thing. And in part, they're doing that. But I do, as I read about what they're doing and read about their opinion about why they moved it from 100 seconds to now 90 seconds, putting us at the closer point to doomsday than ever, I can read between the lines that they're also using it as kind of a warning. And this is driven largely by what's going on in Ukraine, obviously, with this, you know, this agenda of Putin's, this kind of rogue leader now with lots of power, lots of resources, certainly access to nuclear weapons, large and small, has the ability to use them and is threatened to use them in the war in Ukraine. And I think that's largely what's driving it, matching that with North Korea, Iran, their nuclear programs, our attempts to curb those programs, yet not being able to effectively do that to the point of really having any confidence about that. Those factors really taken together are what really puts us at this point of our closest ever to a mark of doomsday. How do you guys feel?
Well, I like the Janice Dean story better, Jeff.
Much better. Right. Sorry
but
that
I,
we
I
had
to. I do
that,
understand.
Right.
No, I do understand. And it's. Yeah. I'm glad we brought this up because every time I've looked on something or been listening to the news or they've been talking about this doomsday clock. And, you know, I had it in the back of my head like, okay, that's, what is that? That's ridiculous. But I'm glad we kind of dove into it and did a little more research. It's actually a thing. There's real people that are making this, 22 of them to be exact. There's 22 people that are making the decision on
how much,
you know, time is left before man-made, you know, destruction of the earth.
Okay. Well, it's a really good wake-up call. It really is.
Yeah.
And I think that's more than anything, that's what it's about. We need to take a look at ourselves, at the human condition right now globally, and say, you know, that's how close. You know, the thing that amazes me most about all this, with all of humankind's ability to do amazing things, can it be in this day and age we still put so much emphasis and spend so much resource and focus on destroying each other? Really?
Yeah.
Really? It's unbelievable to me. All right, listen. If you want to, let's wrap this up by saying this. You want to see a mugshot? Going back to the Janice Dean story, want to see a mugshot of Officer Ice? You can do that. Go online. You can see his mugshot right there. he's busted. He's busted.
Oh, that sandwich.
All right. Listen, guys, we've got the Paul W. Show coming up in the next hour, of course. And we've got Ann Thomas standing by. Ann, good morning.
Well, Jeff, I think I better lighten things up a little bit. I'm bringing in our gridiron rap host, Sean Bolesian, to tell you a little bit about NFL football this weekend. That's going to be a great weekend of football.
Yeah, championship weekend, and no doubt about it, Niners and Eagles from Philadelphia. That's the 3 o'clock game that can be seen on Fox. And then I think the one that everybody's looking forward to, Cincinnati at Kansas City. Kansas City favored by one.
Oh.
I've been on the Bengals. Yeah, I'm with you,
Ann.
I've been on that Bengals train.
Yeah.
Love the Bengals.
And I think Jeff and Mark and Kristen, Bengals too, right, guys?
Bengals. Absolutely.
Bengals all the way.
All the way. It'll be fun. It's a really fun weekend. Great games, great matchups. And look, we're looking forward to that. And we're looking forward to hearing from you guys on the Paul W. Show. Coming up next right here on WJR. Stick with us.